Hey, it's Randa. You know, I've made it no secret that ever since I switched my coaching to macro-based, 100% of my clients have had results so far. That's insane. But I also know not everyone can book with me one-on-one, whether it's budget or I even have room because, hey, I'm just one person. I can't take a lot of people in a week. So I decided to create my own macro spreadsheet. That way you can input your numbers and have your macro calculations sent out to you in seconds. This is the exact same formula I use with my clients. I'm so excited to bring this to you. You can go to randanutrition.com/manage-your-macros to learn more.
You're listening to the Real Nutrition Podcast with Randa Dirksen, where you'll learn that diet and deprivation are not an option as we chat nutrition, health, and how to live a well-rounded life. Because who wants to eat a bowl of romaine lettuce and lemon juice while your family is enjoying pizza? Nope, not you, not anymore. Stick with me and I'll show you how you can find food freedom. So today we are going to talk about macros. It's really popular in the health space. You hear about counting macros, all these things, and I get a lot of questions. One, is it a diet? Two, is it hard? How do you do it? So let's first touch on if it's a diet. So your diet is actually what you eat on an everyday basis, but we think of it as going on a diet. So when I hear the word diet personally, I think of people going on a diet to lose weight. They're two different things. Same word, two different meanings. Your diet is what you eat on a daily basis, right? But going on a diet, like whether it's keto, Atkins, I don't know the other ones, HCG, I remember was a big one at one point when I was younger. That is something where you're changing the way you're eating, you're depriving yourself of foods for really a limited time. And then when it's over, you eat everything back and then some because you were so deprived and then you gain weight and you gain it all back and then some. Not all the time, but okay. I don't believe macros, macronutrients, counting your macros, counting your calories is a diet because I don't let my clients restrict themselves from food. I don't let them deprive themselves. If they want a pizza, they have a pizza. You just make it fit within your day. So I don't consider it a diet because it is something that they and I can do for a lifetime. It's like I said, there's no restrictions. Sometimes maybe you'll modify some things to make things fit. Like this morning I had donuts for breakfast. I made protein donuts. They were delicious. And what did I have last night? I had pizza yesterday for lunch. Just regular like frozen pizza. I don't feel deprived in any way. And when I follow, I reach my goals. It's just what it is. Like right now I have a client who has lost 7 inches off her stomach in 6 weeks by following macros. She's lost over 10 pounds in our short time of working together. Another client's at 5 pounds and she's losing inches as well. And yet they're getting Starbucks. They're eating more than what they usually do because most of us are under eating. And yet they're still fitting in like their fruits and vegetables and stuff. It's not about eating whatever you want. When I first heard about macros, like years and years and years ago, my son was little, it was known as the Pop-Tart diet because like all the fitness people back on Instagram back then were always talking about how they ate their Pop-Tarts. No, that's not how it is. It's not like a free-for-all. You are still eating like a salad or stir-fry, whatever way you get your vegetables in, whether it's a snack or whatever, you're still eating your normal foods. You're just not restricting yourself. So if your family's having spaghetti dinner, you're eating spaghetti dinner with them. You're not switching out that pasta if you don't want to for a spaghetti squash. If you like spaghetti squash, great. Or you could do a mix of both. There's nothing wrong with that if you're trying to get more vegetables in. I'm just saying if you really want pasta and you're like, oh, I have to have spaghetti squash, that's where the problem is. So no, I don't believe macros are a diet. Now, what are they? Macronutrients are actually what we eat on a daily basis. They make up calories. So we have carbohydrates, fats, and protein. And like there's alcohol too, but that gets a little bit trickier. So I'm not going to talk about that today. However, I do go into that in the Food Freedom Your Way program that releases on Friday, right? Today's Tuesday. I don't know, on the 17th is when it drops. And with that program, I'm teaching you everything. I teach you what these macronutrients are. I teach you how to find out how many calories you need to eat according to your goals. We figure out your macro numbers because they are customized to every single person. It's not like, oh, Susie's going to eat this, this, and this, and so I'm going to follow the same suit. No, you're going to be completely different. So that's one of the reasons I love it, is no one size fits all. It's customized to you and what you do during your day, what you like to eat. Do you prefer a higher carb or a higher fat? And when I say that, it's still not low carb. It's just you eat more fats. Like you look at what's going to work for you. What is going to work for your lifestyle? So macronutrients, carbs, fat, protein, okay? Carbs also include fiber, and I do have my clients focus on fiber, but I don't just throw things at you. And same thing, like whether you're a client or you're doing food freedom for you, I do food freedom for you how I teach my clients. So I have 3 months of coaching in Food Freedom Your Way. I don't know why I called it Food Freedom for You. It's Food Freedom Your Way. Sorry, I'm sick. So my voice and everything's, my brain just isn't working. So, okay. Let's wind it back. It can be really overwhelming when someone goes and gives you a bunch of numbers to follow. So they're looking at calories, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, how much water you should be drinking, your fiber. And when you throw it at someone all in a day, people quit. Let's just say what it is. People quit. So what I do with clients and how I set up this program and what I recommend is, the first week, you just follow your calorie suggestions. Because calories are king. Like picture a triangle, right? Top of the pyramid would be the calories. So calories only for a week. And then second week, you're going to follow your protein and calories. So you're going to hit your protein goal and have your calories for the next week. And then we're going to add in carbs and fats and play with those. So you're following all three things. And then it is adding in your fiber. Not even adding in, it's just you're going to pay attention to it better now. Because as women, we should be having 25 grams of fiber a day. And if you are tracking what you're eating right now, go take a look. Chances are you're not hitting it. So you do that and then you can find ways to get that in to your day. So maybe that is adding more vegetables. Maybe it's a high fiber bread, like maybe having a sandwich for lunch with some soup. For example, like Country Harvest bread. I don't know if that's available in the US, but here in Canada, it's actually pretty awesome. You get 10 grams of protein for two slices of bread, and the fiber count's high. Those protein donuts I had today had like 7 grams of fiber, which is, that's crazy high, considering like we need 25 and 7. That's like two thumbs up here. But it really helps you pay attention and understand what's in your food and how it makes you feel too, and how it affects your day. And little swaps you can make to have things. So if you were having, I don't know, maybe some like pasta dish with sausage, and you put in all your info, because I do show you how to put it all in, even if you're creating a recipe and tracking it that way. And you see that it's like 20 grams of fat. That's half your fat for the day in one meal. And you're just like, oh, how can I lighten it? Like you'll look at it and understand, okay, I need to have a little less fat at this meal. And unless like you didn't eat much throughout the day, but say you are pretty balanced throughout the day and this is going to put you over and you're like, oh, well maybe swapping that ground beef or ground pork for a ground turkey, maybe using less oil with your vegetables. Like there's ways you'll start noticing that certain foods and meals are actually doing putting you over the edge versus helping you, even if they're healthy. Sometimes too much of a good thing can put you over that edge with your goal. So you could take a look and then make slight adjustments, which is pretty cool. Like I did that with Starbucks. I love Starbucks. Those are my treats. And you know, I like a good pumpkin spice latte. That's just who I am. And the sugar in there, it's too much. It makes me sick. And then I started learning that you can cut it in half, ask for it half sweet, or adjust it on your phone when you're doing your mobile order to only have one pump. You can make these adjustments and still enjoy it. And you know what? It tastes so much better. It tastes so much better because I don't get the headaches. I don't get the stomach aches. And I'm just playing around to see what works. So I'm going to jump off this because I actually have a client meeting in 7 minutes. Thank you for putting up with my cold. I really appreciate you. If you have any questions, as always, if you're listening to this on the podcast, feel free to hit me up on Instagram at Randa Nutrition. That's R-A-N-D-A Nutrition. And if you're watching this on the Facebook Live in the group, just shoot me a comment, tag me in it so I get notified. And, you know, I'm happy to help. If you are wanting access to food freedom your way, I do have a launch special that I'm very excited about. It doesn't launch until the 17th, so I'm not going to put the link. However, for podcast listeners and the women in this group, if you either message me on Instagram at Randa Nutrition or comment in this group that you want more info, I'll send it to you. Listen, just listen. The sales page isn't even done yet, okay? I still have a video to put up, so I'm going to send it to you as it is, but you'll just have to put up with me and my shenanigans and procrastinations, or not even procrastinations. I'm sick, guys. I'm sick. It's been a week, so I'm a little behind, but I appreciate everyone for listening. I just wanted to kind of go in, set the record straight about macros, go in with my personal opinion, and talk about what they are very briefly, because I feel like there's a lot of misinformation out there, because it's, I want to go back into more subjects like how like protein is really important and why you should be eating more protein and why we're not eating enough. But I think that's another day, because I could be on here for a good hour going on about why I developed this program the way I do, why I teach my clients the way I do. But we'll keep it here. So again, thank you everybody for listening, and I will be back very soon with another live. So as you can tell, today's recording was actually from a live I did in the Realistic Nutrition Facebook group, which look for it on Facebook. We are happy to have you join. We have a lot of fun. We share recipes, just a way for us to connect. Now, I am going to just ask for a quick favor, and then I'll be out of your hair for the day. If you could leave me a rating and review on wherever you're listening to this podcast from, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, I would really appreciate it. By having the ratings and reviews, I will have more guests to bring you the expertise you are looking for. It takes just a few seconds. Just go where you're listening. Give me a 5-star rating. No pressure. But any little bit like that really helps me out. And I really appreciate the support.